Looking back on January 25th, the day when this piece of music first came to prominence. Yes, the Wedding March, composed by Felix Mendelssohn, was played at the wedding of Queen Victoria's daughter to the Crown Prince of Prussia in 1858, and at plenty of weddings since. The first Winter Olympics started in 1924. Australia missed the first few, competing in the 1936 Games for the first time. That very first gold winter medal was won by American speed skater Charles Dutrauw.
Once the Games ended, Dutrauw abruptly retired from the sport to work at Spalding Sporting Goods Company in New York City.
Remember, it was in 2003 that the Williams sisters went head-to-head in the final of the Australian Open. Serena claimed her fourth straight Grand Slam title, dubbed the Serena Slam, after a tough three sets.
And so much Serena Williams. 7-6, 3-6, 6-4.
And Serena has done it.
And it was in 2017 that actress Mary Tyler Moore died aged 80.
Mr. Grant, I don't quite know how to say this, but you're not allowed to ask that when someone's applying for a job. It's against the law.
Want to call a cop?
January 25th birthdays. Does the name Kay Cottee ring a bell? She was the Australian of the Year in 1989 after becoming the first woman to sail solo around the world. Kay's 67.
Think about the cold, think about the loneliness, think about the seas, the icebergs, everywhere where you're planning to sail.
AFL great Scott Wine turns 51. The former Bulldogs captain won the Brownlow in 1992.
Well, this is an important kick. This is a must goal. The Brownlow medalist has snuck it home. Wine gets his first.
And singer Alicia Keys turns 40 today. Finally, Stig Andersson was also born on this day. The Swedish songwriter, producer and ABBA's manager died in 1997. He co-wrote many of their biggest hits, including Waterloo, Mamma Mia, Fernando and, of course, this one. They're some of the things we're remembering on January 25th.